All right, we have two more stories, then we're going to take a short break. The producer of Plot Points is coming up next. This is Chris Katerba. I have very detailed notes for this show, guys. Thank you all for being here, being a part of this. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Shut up, Eric.
Hey, Dwight. Fire.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
My name is Chris, and I am a Farscape fan. If anybody's ever heard of that TV show, that is my Star Trek. That is my Star Wars. I watched it when it first came on Sci-Fi and immediately was on board. And years later, they released them on DVD. I wasn't patient enough to buy them as they came out, so they waited until they came in collections of seasons when they finally realized that was a good idea. I got the first season and watched it and watched it and watched it. And at the time, I was working third shift, so I had to stay up all night on Sunday so they could sleep all day Monday and go to work. And one Sunday, I discovered it was imperative that I get season two. Couldn't do anything else. Wasn't going to do groceries or laundry or anything. I needed season two of Farscape. So I raced to Best Buy, run over to the TV aisle. Farscape! Season one. Season three! Yay! No, season two! Can't watch season three without season two! I'm screwed. So I went and found someone. She's like, there's one, according to our computers, there's one on the 76th Street Best Buy. I'm like, awesome, bye! Get in my car, drive over to that one. Race across the store. Get to the DVDs. Farscape. Yes, there it is. Season one! And season three! Three season threes! No season two. Like, what? Did everybody decide at once that they needed season two? But then I caught a glimpse of blue out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, ah, there it is. Shining light from heaven. There's season two of Farscape. So I grab it, hold it to my chest, race to the front of the store. As close as I ever came to football. And I only know that now because of friends who watch football. They're like, they described it when they tuck it in. And I'm like, I did that with Farscape once. Anyway, race up. Got in line, and in front of me is a guy who, as I was thinking about this story, kind of looks like one of the older guys from Mad Men, right, with the suit and the graying hair and just real sharp lines, and he's talking to the cashier lady who looks like Juno. Get without the bump. And they seem very friendly, so I'm like, maybe it's a relative. So I'm just sitting there going, I got first game, I've already did. And reading all the back, I'm like, there's Stargirl, there's all our friends. Really excited. But after a couple of minutes, I come out of my daze and realize I'm not moving. He's still there. And I start paying attention because he's in my way of watching Farscape. Okay? And I'm listening, and I'm reading body language, and he's got this thing going on, and she's not got this thing going on. What the hell's going on here? It occurs to me very quickly that this guy has decided that she would make a great companion for him. The problem is, he's well over 50. She is, well, not anywhere near 50. She's maybe 20. And I'm like, well, that's kind of creepy and gross. And he's in my way of Farscape. So I'm growing increasingly impatient with the situation. And I'm reading, and she's trying to get through it. She's trying to do her thing. And she's like, did you need anything else from the store? He's like, nope, I got everything I need right here. I'm like, oh, brother. So she's like, how are you paying with this, cash or credit? He's like, well, I could pay with both. But I think I'm going to use my credit card and use my cash to take you out for dinner. Oh. And I'm getting more and more, ew, this is why I'm embarrassed to be a man sometimes. So I'm standing there getting more frustrated. She's like, I appreciate that, sir, but I really got it, da-da-da. So he's like, here's my credit card. Well, for identification purposes, at the time anyway, she had to ask for his phone number. And he goes, well, I can give you those digits. I'm like, oh, come on already. You're Farscape right here. You're in the way of me watching this right now, getting more and more angry. And so gives her the number. And I don't remember exactly what he says next, but it was the straw on my back. And I broke a cardinal rule. I don't normally get involved with other nonsense unless it's a physical thing. But if it's just back and forth, I just keep my nose out of it because I don't want anyone interrupting me when I'm making an ass out of myself. So I look at my Farscape and go, hang on. Hang on, Aaron. I'm on my way. I step forward. I'm going, pardon me, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt. But if you'll notice out front, this is 76th Street. And up and down 76th Street are a variety of bars and restaurants where you might find someone from your decade that would be interested in spending time with you. This lady here is trying to do her job and is not interested in you as a life partner. Based on body language alone, you're fairly repellent. So if you could finish up your transaction, she would be grateful, I would be grateful, and you can go and find the love of your life elsewhere. And he was like, well, I never. I'm like, well, no, apparently you do. You're doing it right now. Finish. So he's like, scribble his name on there, and he storms off. And I'm like, I am so sorry for interrupting that nonsense, but I just couldn't listen to him go on. She's like, I really appreciate that. And I'm like, that's good. Money. Farscape. Shut up. I got Farscape to watch. So paid it. I'm like, have a good day. Hope no more of those come up, and we'll see you later. So this is not so much a role model story as an anti-role model story. So that is all I have to contribute.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. I want us all to ponder the question. When you had Farscape tucked, was that the closest you've come to football, or is tucking a football the closest those football players come to knowing how bad you wanted Farscape? Think about it.
No, because they don't care. It was the closest I came to football.